Welcome to My Take on It with Your Angelic Karma. If you are interested in sharing your story in a future broadcast, send an email to yourangelicstories@gmail.com. Here she is, folks, your host, the one, the only, the also beautiful, Your Angelic Karma.
And I might be on the ball today. It's still Wednesday, May 12th. I'm going to be putting out content. And I'm going to take the time to state that I love the podcast platforms because you have that ability to speak. You know, you have that ability to speak without any type of suffocation. As opposed to on YouTube, it's different because there's more restriction on YouTube than on Spotify, iHeartRadio, and other podcast platforms. So I do love these platforms. I love it. I love your feedback. I love you. I love that they are promoting my work. I love it. And I'm going to talk about, as opposed to YouTube promotes a different type of work. If I got up here and I started bashing men, YouTube would be like, yeah. And the women most definitely. Now, I'm also going to talk about another reason why women are the ones that are needing to change in society. We could look at fatherless children and how when society has taught people here in the United States specifically that they can do what they want to do, that when you're an adult, you could do what you want to do, which is kind of, And it's kind of no. It depends on the mental capacity of the person that is in charge of the doing and their ability to take responsibility for what is being done that they're doing. And then, yeah, you have the right to do what you want to do just like any other adult. Because when it's a society such as the United States that tell women specifically that they could do what they want to do, and then when they do what they want to do in the heat of an emotionality of feelings, and then the fallback plan is for the government to solution the problem, it kind of not only affects the wrongdoer that has made a bad decision, female, based on emotions regarding men, because we're talking about fatherless children, it also affects those that have nothing to do with it, like that. So that's another thing that has been taught wrong, the wrong message, and we're living in the result of that today. And some of you may say, well, you're Angelic Karma, isn't the man also responsible for a child that he's fathered, but isn't taking care of the child financially or isn't being a participating parent in the child's life? Yeah, they have responsibility also, but you know who has the first and final word by after that has happened? Whose lap the overall responsibility is laid upon. And that is the person that actually had the power from the beginning. Meaning that, okay, because women will get with men for some reason and they'll feel that they're in love with the man. They'll feel that the man loves them or they won't know or whatever. And it'll cause them to have unprotected sex. They'll end up pregnant or they'll want to be pregnant because they feel that it's going to keep the man with them or is going to change the man as it relates to the man feels about them and what the man is doing as it relates to proactivity in that relationship. And when they realize, so that means that the woman had power because we all have power over our body. Some people are going to say, you're Angelic Karma, you're crazy. We don't have power over our body. That's fool's talk. How can you have power over your own body? Like that is, well, some women give over their power in the sake of feelings like that. And when you give over the power of your own body for the sake of how you feel about something, someone, you don't need to have power over your body. Somebody else should be making decisions for you because ultimately, after you've erred and made an emotional-based decision, more than you are going to have to bear the responsibility of it. The government, other people, taxpayers, whatever, like that. I'm going to sip on this tea. So, yeah, you had the power, the ultimate power. And then you use it unwisely. And you know that you had ultimate power because when that man is gone, has abandoned you and that child, I'm talking about fatherless children, you're the one taking full responsibility of it. So it means that you, in the beginning, had the full responsibility and power over your own body anyway, like that. So, you know, so it's about, and then they put the focus on the men that are needing to change when not really. And if they are needing to change, there's an also an equalness of the women needing to change, because we have, as relates to pregnancy, we as women are the deciding factor in whether or not we get pregnant. A man does not decide that. A man can only decide against getting you pregnant. If he insists on wearing a condom, he could decide not to get you pregnant, but he can't decide to get you pregnant without your willingness. Because a woman can also always decide that he's going to wear a condom or that she's going to be on some type of birth control. But usually women make, because of toxic femininity, they'll let their emotions make the decisions for them, and then they'll find themselves pregnant, or they would have wanted to become pregnant to have power over man, and then they realize in the end that they still don't have power over him, or they would have allowed their toxic femininity, which are their emotions, to decide for them, and then they'll end up pregnant, the man will be gone. Like that, as opposed to using the logical mind, which is the logical mind, and women that have toxic femininity, if you mention the logical mind, they are against the use of the logical mind, because when you use the logical mind, you make rational decisions, and you have to take personal responsibility for your actions. When you use your emotions, you're more able to get the support of other women that have toxic femininity that support emotional-based decisions and support you allowing that to make you a decision, and then they support your sob story when it comes back and bites you in the ass. That's toxic femininity. Now, when we use our logical mind as it relates to romantic relationship partners and we feel that we're in love, we make sure the other person loves us first, and we make sure we're married. Or we make sure we're committed, and then we allow ourselves to get pregnant. Like that. Like that. And then the same women, after they've gotten themselves pregnant purposefully, thinking that it's going to hold on to the man, or they allowed their emotions to make decisions for them and become pregnant accidentally, quotation marks, and the man is gone, then they start not wanting the child. And then they talk about how men aren't the be-all, end-all in life. Obviously, they are, if you are making a decision on an abortion based on if the man loves you or not. So if the man wants to be with you and love you, you say, oh, I love and want the child. If the man says, I don't want you and I never really did, and you got yourself pregnant or you didn't use the proper precaution, then you say, I don't want the child because he doesn't want you. Toxic femininity. Toxic femininity. Not that the man doesn't have responsibility, but the woman, as it relates to pregnancy, has the ultimate responsibility, the ultimate power over her life. Unless she's been raped and there was no protection used, that's it. That would be it. Allowing your emotions to make decisions for you and then living in the aftermath doesn't mean that you've been cheated or duped by a man. It means that you allowed your emotions to rule you, and you got the result of it, and you are having fatherless children. It doesn't mean that the men should not be responsible and force you to allow them to use a condom when they have sex with you, or it doesn't mean that they shouldn't be responsible and use a condom if you tell them to. It means that the ultimate responsibility as it relates to pregnancy, because the woman, the female, is the one that actually gets pregnant, she has the power and control over that. I know society taught you that you don't have control and power over your own body. I know that's what they taught you. I know they taught you that. I know they told you that you don't have the ultimate power. That it's not about you making sure he wears a condom. It's not about you making sure you use birth control. I know they taught you that that's not what it's about. But in the end, that's exactly what it's about. That's exactly what it's about. Because there's no way in hell a man can force a pregnancy on a woman, unless he sweet talks her into getting pregnant and they're not married or not in love or not committed, and she allows her emotions to be in alignment with that. The power will still be in her hands. I'm giving you back your power. that people dupe you out of. And it doesn't mean that after the children are born that the man doesn't have financial responsibility or the responsibility of being in the child's life. I'll talk about that in another show because they most definitely do. But it doesn't take away from the responsibility of the one that has the body, that has the ability to get pregnant, as opposed to using abortion as a crutch. Until next time, that's my take on it. Bye.